Welcome to Flick Through Friday, where I, KCMY, give you a movie review on a TV show, movie, documentary, literally anything you watch on a streaming service to cut your time in half and really get down to brass tacks to see whether the movie you're flicking to is worth it or not. Welcome and thank you for coming and listening. Today's episode is going to be on one. Hello, everyone. Hello, hello. This is going to be The Northman. This episode is on The Northman. I got my buddies here. We got Faust.
Mm-hmm. Hey, how's it going?
We got Sean.
Hello.
And then Michael.
What's up? Hey.
Fantastic, 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 fantastic. All right, so first things first, we're going to tackle the whole acting and the plot. Acting is definitely off the chain. I really totally agree. Northman, as acting and plot goes, it's definitely off the chain. It feels like Shakespeare.
Mm-hmm.
Nicole Kidman's whole line where she's like, "The heart, thank you." And then freaking dies. It's like, okay, I'm here for it. But it was not my immediate cup of tea. I'm not going to lie to you.
No problem. Yeah, I freaking love The Northman because I loved Robert Eggers' previous films like The Witch and The Lighthouse, and I was so hyped when I heard about this. And it seems like behind the scenes there was a bit of studio interference, and maybe he's going to go back to smaller films. Either way, I love this movie, just like if that two works, and whatever it comes out with next, I'm all for it.
I thought it was fine. Yeah, I didn't like the Shakespeare talk, the griddles, the poems. I wish there was less magic, but it was. I did not hate it. So,
I mean, it was okay. It's just this misleading of title for me. But I'm really kind of disappointed about all the supernatural stuff that took place. Cause like I'm thinking, wow, all this. It's kind of reminds me of 300 when you have the whole oracle scene at the beginning, but that was only one compared to three different. Mm-hmm. We call them witch doctors or sorcerers that kind of like predict his outcome of him getting revenge or something, whatever that was.
It wasn't really they predicted his outcome, but like they were telling him what to do. You know, they're like, "Hey, this is what you're supposed to do next." He's like, "Okay, cool." You know what I mean?
So they were.
I'm gonna comment on that magic thing. It's not that there was actual legit magic. It's the fact they were tripping balls on like all sorts of psychedelic plants, mushrooms. They'd actually used to, like, take psychedelic mushrooms to, like, prep themselves for battle, like Viking berserkers, you know, like the wolf-skinned people in the beginning when they were, like, besieging that town in, like, Siberia. And he heard about his uncle Fjorn and how he's been given a patch of land in Iceland after taking his brother's throne. And there was, like, a Viking king that rounded up all the kingdoms. So even if, like, our protagonist wins against Fjorn, he's not going to inherit anything. Because there's already a Viking lord.
Yeah, it's to me, like, I've been playing Assassin's Creed Valhalla, and not to go off topic, but there's a moment when you use shrooms to increase your adrenaline, so I guess, I mean, I don't know.
That is what happened.
I mean, that's basically what it is. It's like psychedelic to kind of pump them up for war, you know? And
wait, that's in a video game for children?
No, it's rated T for teen. Go check it out. I can't say it's like the game movie, but they use psychedelics.
You know, and it honestly makes me, it definitely makes me think of 300 at the same time, too, because they did have that whole part where they're, like, they're blessing this little girl with weed, and then they make her undulate and dance, and then she whispers gibberish to the old people who are like, "Honor the cornea," or some other shit like that. And then I also think of, like, I think, I remember listening to, like, a Vietnam vet talk about how they uncovered or they found like a Viet Cong in their little foxhole.
Mm-hmm.
And tell me why this little motherfucker had nothing but a map, a little bit of weed, and a little bit of ammo and a knife. Nothing else. Like literally nothing else. Like it's a sign like drugs and war have to go hand in hand for it to like work.
I also heard there was like methamphetamine there. Methamphetamine or like speed they're giving to soldiers to like keep them tracking for like a couple of days. They're like, "Hey, you're probably gonna be in the middle of the desert in the middle of nowhere and you're gonna have to like go on a march for like 3 days straight. Here, take this will help you out."
It makes you wonder though, did in old times like that, did they ever have any like PTSD before it was coined PTSD? Because soldiers nowadays,
I'm sure they did.
things like that. They have all these, you know, flashbacks of war times, and it really does cause them to trip out. So it kind of makes me think in the past, have any Vikings or Spartans or anybody in the period have ever had any, like, mental issues after?
I mean, this guy definitely did, right? Because he saw his father die, and he grows up to be pretty messed up, but he still formulates a pretty solid plan of how to get his revenge.
He sees two voodoo witch doctors that tell him, go kill this guy, Fjord, and you'll... and your sons and daughters will be inheriting a great Viking kingdom, and you will be ascending devout.
All right, so to kind of wrap into this too is, like, I also noticed that's, like, a huge plot hole. How in the hell is this motherfucker going to, like, have sons and daughters to, like, save on this giant quest when he ain't smashed to fuck nobody? Like,
he did. Remember that scene in the middle of the forest when he's, like, boning on a Taylor Joy?
They had sex twice.
They had sex twice.
You missed the two times they had sex in the woods and then in the hot spring.
Michael, anything to say about sex in the hot spring?
I mean, I remember one moment he was having sex with her, and I think they did it again, and she encouraged him to go get his revenge and come back to her, you know, without a single missing limb, so.
Yeah, I actually, you know what, I admit, I do remember that part where they did just smash, but I'm also like...
So, more. Not really a plot hole.
Right. Let's not just... really a plot hole. Yeah.
This should have been like a couple orgies. I mean, it's Viking. Yeah. There was. Was okay. There rape?
This might be cruel for me to say, but you know where, how one of their thing is like conquest, pillage, and, you know.
Rape.
Have your way with the local women's.
No, just say.
But I know it's implied, but it is implied how you see like two Viking men like take a woman and like take her to like a back room where you never see her. It's like. Okay, I'm kind of glad it's not shown, but it is, like, subtly...
But I kind of want to see that kind of thing.
No.
Don't... Oh, my God. No. But yes.
Yes. It's... I can agree with that. I'm glad I don't see it, because if we did, it's definitely a snuff film, and why is Robert Eggers famous? But...
I think he's a fucked-up dude.
He in The Witch, he did show a baby get grinded up into paste for a spell.
And in The Lighthouse, some dudes masturbated and then fucked a mermaid. So, Michael, what do you have to say about fucking mermaids?
I remember that. It was a Robert Pattinson. You've seen him in Batman. His other one of his prior films was The Lighthouse, and he was masturbating to the picture. All
right, back to the North.
It's kind of weird.
It's definitely weird. Robert Eggers is weird. Agreed. All right. A little concerning, but it's Hollywood. Anyway, we're going back to the subject of the costuming now.
Oh, yeah.
I love the mud. There was a fuck ton of mud for costuming. I was there for it. I felt like it was authentic. That and the screaming.
What is your definition of mud?
So,
like, they were dirty.
Dirty
the makeup
as hell.
Was good.
Makeup was awesome.
But here's something.
Yeah, like, wolf pelts are great. The armor was actually, from what I heard, pretty accurate. And, I think like the Germanic guy with like the horns who was like psyching them up for war. They said, Vikings don't wear horns, but I don't know. It was probably like a religious symbol from like their Germanic territories.
So for sure.
One thing that I thought was weird is about these Viking warrior medieval movies, their fingernails hands always dirty, with their teeth perfect. Why? There were no dentists. The teeth should be gross.
They drink alcohol a lot, too. They drink alcohol a lot. They're eating shrooms and whatever psychedelics has got some kind of tooth decay.
They're going to purposely fuck up an actor's teeth.
They got some kind of tooth issue.
Well, you're not going to, like...
I mean, I don't know. Yeah, you're right. There's got to be some kind of tooth issue because you're eating all these psychedelics, drinking all this alcohol, eating what else? I mean, if you're on a psychedelic, well, you're probably going to try to eat dirt at one point.
Okay, you're not going to purposely fuck up an actor's teeth just for, like, some historical accuracy. Like, I get it. Like, there's several stories and, like, timelines where, they should not have teeth that good, especially in the pirate times, Old West, 17th century, or name whatever other time period where they didn't have dentists back then, and they all have perfectly good teeth. Post-apocalypse.
Right. I agree with that. I also have to point out that makeup is a great thing.
Mm-hmm.
You could give them false teeth. You can give them like full fronters. So like I like it
wasn't the biggest distractor, though, because I was really just embedded in the volcanic scene where he's, like, fighting in the midst of a volcano, right?
Was that realistic, though? Were they couldn't... You can't survive in a volcano. They would have burned. Because were they even wearing shoes?
They were wearing shoes. They were pelts, Sean. They were pelts, okay?
Are those lava-proof? Are pelts lava-proof?
No, they're on psychedelics, so they probably didn't feel the heat that much.
They're on psychedelics, and they had animal... Before.
I've done caffeine. I've never done a psychedelic like a shroom. My mom told me that she... Probably shouldn't say this. She took shrooms one time, and she was laughing at everything. So I don't know what kind of drug, what kind of mushrooms they were taking, or whatever they were taking. They probably didn't feel the heat from the volcano very much. Plus, they were on adrenaline. So adrenaline kind of blocks out other sensories.
So yeah, and there was like a whole death of a thousand cuts going on in that fight. So yes, they probably felt some shit, didn't give a fuck.
Because they're that insane.
Like, he couldn't even move his arms or his shoulders at one point. Then he screams and raises his sword and cuts his head right off.
Yeah, lots of decapitations in this movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Lots of decapitations. We're going to move on to the musical score. It vaguely reminded me of Dune, but it wasn't.
Guttural vocal guttural vocal noises.
There's a lot of singing in and I like that they told us. You don't see this often in movies when the subtitles told us what they were singing, and I thought that was cool and important.
That happened in Dune. What did you say, Michael?
It's kind of like Pirates, maybe Pirates of the Caribbean or any pirate movie where they're singing on the ship and they're getting ready to take over. You know, pirates often stole and pillage, where Vikings pretty much went to war, stole and pillage. So you got to have some kind of music, chanty or story going on to kind of, you know, mark the times to get people to understand the setting of it. You know, you can't just have costumes. You got to have some of the attitude that they had back then, including the singing and... The telling of stories, just to you know, make it feel more Viking-like, you know.
I definitely agree with that. So then we got cinematography. How do we feel about that?
I love the cinematography, okay? I thought it was great. Long takes.
Great scenic shots.
Yeah, great tracking shots. Very well shot.
Yes, I agree with the tracking shot, especially after my man's killed the woman and the child, and he turns around and dad is just like in the doorway. Like, he's just standing there watching him, and he's like, you know what? I'm going to bury these two. We're going to meet up later.
Yeah, I know how this is going to end. Neither of us are inheriting a kingdom anytime soon. We're just going to do it because we fucking hate each other and we're going to kill each other and end this.
Yeah, that was like the best. For me, that was like one of the best tracking shots I've ever seen. Like, it was creepy as fuck.
It reminded me of Star Wars Revenge of the Sith, the volcanic scene.
Yes.
It looks just
except let's choreograph it more brutal.
And nobody had the high ground.
No one had the high ground.
It was level ground for sure. And I did not know who was going to win.
A very level volcano. Volcanoes need that flat.
I was voting for the main guy who wanted revenge. I thought he was going to die because the way his arms were severed, I thought it was it. But he manages to behead his uncle?
Yeah, they're uncles.
Does he live? He dies at the end,
doesn't
he?
Yeah, he does. He gets carried off to Valhalla.
He gets carried off to Valhalla. He makes Thor proud.
Odin too.
Okay, if those guys, if Thor, Loki, or Odin had been in this movie, I would love it. But they weren't, so it sucked.
What, you expect Tom Hiddleston and like Anthony Hopkins and Chris Hemsworth to be in every fucking Viking Norse movie ever?
Yes. Yes. Thank you, Michael.
It's the multiverse we're talking about.
That would destroy their budget and would completely distract the movie. I love Marvel.
Yeah. Yes. Paradise City, man. He's going to Paradise City where the women are pretty.
Yes. Yes. Take out the whole score. Repeat. Replace it with the soundtrack from Rock of Ages.
Oh, yeah. Grass is green and the girls are... That's what
replace the soundtrack with Michael singing all the songs from Rock of Ages.
We have gone completely off the rails, and now they're just like wanting... those three actors in every Norse movie ever.
Listen, man, I love them, but I don't love them that damn much. No. You got it. That's what I appreciated about Northmen. There was some accuracy.
Yeah.
All right, so that was the Northmen.
And no whitewashing either. The Viking culture is, like, very, very brutal.
Oh, right? Mm-hmm. Vicious. None of it was romanticized. Yeah. All of it was just full-on exposed gore. Mm-hmm. they believed who they believed in, mm-hmm. and they're not seen as heretics for it because that's what everybody was in. Yeah.
In fact, Christians were like heavily marginalized. Like they were all like, Christians.
You believe in laws and rules? What's the matter with that? I just killed this dude. Who cares?
Yeah, it's the rules of conquest.
Yes and no. The rules of conquest. That's what it was.
Like you just see
rite of passage.
Yeah, of course. Like Odin. Odin, like, you see something you want, you go get it, and you have to, and it's your responsibility to hold on to it.
Well, that's what Thor thought. He's like, Father, Heimdall, open the Bifrost in the first Thor. He's like, just give it to me. I shouldn't have to ask. I'm a proud prince.
There's a one scene in Northman where there's this dude on the boat, and he sees a guy with his son just shoots him with an arrow and then laughs. Like, what? That's what it was like back then? That's insane.
Yes, it was. Yeah. I totally believe what it was like.
Yeah, I wouldn't shake a Viking's hand ever.
No.
Like, ain't no telling what's going to happen.
My Aunt Liv was a Viking, and she's probably in Valhalla right now looking down on us.
See that? That's like crackhead with a sword.
I'm learning so much about you guys right now. It's awesome. Yeah.
All right, so that was the Northmen. Go ahead and check it out. It's probably going to be on iTunes at this point.
Yeah.
Or HBO Max if Robert Eggers ever that's like.
That sounds right.
Yeah. That sounds about right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God. Thank you so much for spending some time with me on Flick Through Friday. Please let me know if I've been of any help, if I have been any help to you at all. Let me know in the comments on my Instagram and or Facebook. Please be unafraid to shoot me a DM. I am always looking to improve. Once again, I appreciate you making it to the end. You have no idea how much I truly appreciate all of you, each and every one of you. So sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, thank you. And I will talk to you next time on Flick Through Fridays. Thank you.